Hello.
Hey Jake, you there?
Yeah, how goes it?
Just waiting for Broken to join us.
Okay.
I don't know if he is or not. Anyways, we can get started. All right, everyone, welcome to GSR. I'm here with Jake. So we're gonna start out with revealing. So you can choose a story to review. Basically, give us your thoughts.
Well, I guess I'd like to talk about the first one, the first initial idea of the arc literature. I find it very interesting that you can take the video game and turn it into this this literature, this story. What gets you wanting to write a story about Ark?
Actually, it was inspiration from another Ark fanfic that I read.
Oh,
It
nice.
was more realistic based than most, which are,
Yeah.
most are, video game based. So I read it and I was like, wow, I actually love that. So, I figured why not do my own, make my own story.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I find it very surreal in a sense. Like, I get the feeling that a lot of these things actually portray an event that occurred. Like, is some of these things based off of real events?
They are not, but they are, it's supposed to feel like that. It's supposed to feel realistic. And we haven't really seen it yet, but we saw it a little bit at the beginning. His memories, the main character's memories, are of just war. That's all he
Right.
remembers. And I mean, that's another big thing because, PTSD, things like that, trauma. For veterans that have been or even active duty, they
Of
have
course.
that. So, I mean, that was a big thing that I tried adding was, how war affected him and how it's stuck to him even in this new life of his.
Right. Speaking of PTSD and traumatic experience, I'm really curious, what do you think was going through Reaper's head at the time that because you wrote the story. I know you felt like you were there most likely as you were writing. I know a lot of times that I feel that way when I'm writing anything at all, whether it be a grocery list. I feel like I'm at the store. But what do you think was going through Reaper's head when he found out that they were going to war? And then, I'm assuming he felt like all these memories just kind of flooding back. What do you think? How do you think he felt at that moment?
When he found out that it was that they were going to
Yeah,
war,
told him that.
he wouldn't have really seen the memories and everything. It's more of like a calmness came over him because he was used to it. It
Okay,
brought
found
him
some
back
sort.
to his original life, He found a purpose, essentially.
Okay, so you, okay, nice.
Coming up, I don't like doing spoilers, but during the search and rescues, there's going to be a lot of past memories coming up.
Oh, okay, neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to reading a lot more. And it's very interesting, the more I read, the more I feel like, I've kind of been there, or I've seen that kind of thing as playing, so I can really relate as a player, to these the things that you speak of in there, whether it be like a raiding or or becoming part of a tribe in a sense.
Right. And I mean, it's like I said, it's meant to be more realistic. If you had, if the arcs were real, it's not, they wouldn't have only up to 50 people, like, you know, in-game servers and stuff. There would be thousands of humans alongside the animals and stuff, because the whole purpose of the arcs is honestly to experiment, to observe. That's, well, can't really say that's the purpose of them, because no one except the developers truly know that.
Yeah.
That was my thinking behind it, was the arcs were meant as, like, you know, an experiment. Like, we were basically lab rats. Shit, I said that wrong. Lab rats for them. You know what I mean?
Okay, so, yeah, and I definitely get that feel from it as well. It doesn't feel like it's talking about a video game in any way. You know, I just know that because I relate to it. But it does get that feel that they're stuck in a place and then someone is overseeing, you know, especially with the whole overseer experience there. I found that to be very interesting how you struck a deal with the overseer, and that was very cool to me, because there the Kate was saying that that is something that no one has ever done before, and it's like it puts Reaper to be more of like that main character, you know, that one guy like that has to save humanity kind of thing, and it really puts him in those shoes that he needs to be in. That was a really nice touch.
And the thing I wanted the readers to know is people aren't immune in this arc. You know, people die. You die, you die. Yeah. It's only with the power of the Overseer that you can basically be invulnerable to death.
Yeah.
Did he just join us?
Yes, we do have a new person here.
Roken, you there? Is that him? I can't see his name.
It says Trayton.
Huh. Why is it not loading him in?
I made a join sound, and then I think it made a hang up sound or something. I'm not sure.
Interesting. Well, so yeah, the Overseer is going to be playing a huge part in the story. You will see a lot more interaction between the Overseer and the four main characters.
That was a really nice touch there. And also the horns, that one, that really got to me there. You know, I actually felt a little emotional when Horns was attacked by all those, the people. And then when once the spear came, I forget what the real word for it. Once the spear came right through the skull, I was just, oh man, I was heartbroken, because I've actually lost a favorite tame before, just like that. You know, not just like that. No one threw a spear at his head, but you know, when you lose something like that, and it's like, oh, that's your steed, your main man. You know.
Yeah. Sadly, I wasn't able to show the bond between them before that happened, because I mean,
I mean, you could, it, memories, you know, could,
like and maybe, his bird,
maybe an implant, something.
Yeah, I could do that. Interesting. Just gave me an idea,
but we won't spoil, any of that. Yeah.
So, we went over the review. What are some, do you have any questions, feedback, or even suggestions?
Welcome, buddy. Welcome, buddy. Welcome, buddy.
Who is that?
Say hi, buddy.
Hello,
Bunny. Yeah, I think it's Oh, there he goes. Hello, hi.
I can hear you.
Interesting. While you figure that out, I guess really a lot of the questions that I have are, I'm just curious where you're going to go with it. You know, I just want to keep reading more, because it is very interesting. The different things that you add in there, you know, it's all these different relatable events that make it more readable to me. And I like that it's also from a firsthand experience as well, from yourself. You know, it's not just completely fictional things. You know, it is based on something.
Right. And I mean, if I could, I would solely be working on this one, and there'd be probably 3-4 chapters a week. But I mean, I have 3 that I'm working on. I'm about to start a big duo project with another author, so.
Nice, nice. I definitely look forward to anything you have to write.
Did Bunny just join again?
I think Trey is connected here.
Yeah, it's not loading other people in for me. But
I'm showing 5 people recording on my screen.
5?
Got you, me, Trey, Bunny, another Trey.
Any of you there? Bunny, Trey, either of you there?
It's really odd.
Well, so what are some of your questions? Oh, what the hell is that?
Excuse me?
Someone just say something?
I think he was trying to talk. Sound like Bunny.
I'm so confused what's happening right now.
I think Bunny mentioned that he might not be able to hear us well. I'm not sure what the reason would be. Trey Destroyer just left. It showed that he successfully disconnected. The other Bunny and Trey are still there. Here we go.
Anyways, what are some questions you have?
Well, not necessarily questions off the top of my head, but I did want to mention, because like you said, it is when you mentioned earlier about the your inspiration, the one that was more realistic based. I did find one little thing that was in there. It was kind of like a little spin in that direction there when they fired the flaming arrows and the oil and such on the town. Right. I thought that was a really interesting touch as well, because it also gave more of a feel to actual danger, not just, you know, raiding someone's base or anything. It's actual people in their town and things like that.
Right. And the thing I wanted to do was make the warfare as realistic as possible, because I mean, you know, you say, oh, they fired a stone arrow at someone. I mean, wow, that's real. That's
yeah,
a whole
yeah.
lot. But I mean, you add, you know, oil and fire, it just seems more realistic, because I mean, they actually use that kind of stuff, you know, in medieval times and such. So
nice.
I'm just trying to make it so the readers can connect as much as possible.
Yeah, and it makes it available to anyone, you know, to really connect to it in different ways. I'm curious, what all these different things that happened, did they just come to you as you wrote them down, or not obviously at the one sitting, but I mean, like throughout the whole story, did you write it as it goes and kind of created the whole scenario, or is any of it based off of events or anything like that?
It's kind of both ways. Some is based off my own arc experience. But a lot of it is just, you know, as I write. And, you know, if you ever write a story, a lot of things change while you write. You know, you might think it's going to go one way, but you start putting it on paper and you realize this is shit, in all honesty. So then you change it. And so, I mean, it's really hard to plan out, you know, 3-4 chapters ahead because things change.
Right, right.
So most of it is as I write, you know. But a lot of it is also arc experience that I've had.
Yeah, I find that really interesting. So as like I said, as I go through a lot of things that I relate to, it's like, hey, wait a minute, you know, that's happened to me before. I wonder if he's talking about, you know, something happened to him too. Yeah, I definitely get that feel, because it makes me connect to not only the story, but the author more, because I feel like I can relate to the author as well. you know, living those same experiences as a tribe member.
Right. So do you have any suggestions or even how you would like to see story go in a certain way? How you'd like to see some relationship develop or anything like that?
You know, I'm kind of curious what happens between Reaper and Kate. You know, to be honest with you, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, there's the, you know, the one cliche everybody goes back to is Ken and Barbie. You know, it's always the king and queen. You know, it's always the top male and female. It's like that always end up together or something. You know, the two main characters of a movie. You know, that's the feel that I get from them too. It's obviously Reaper is the main, but I feel that Kate is definitely more of the sub main character, if that's the term.
She is going to be playing a big role, yes.
Yeah, I can definitely get that feel. So you introduced her very well.
I'm not going to really tell you what happens between them because, as I said just a few seconds ago, you know, things change as you're right. I mean, right, I have it planned out. But, you know, but I also don't want to ruin it. Just know that something is going to happen. Because I've had other people ask me the same thing.
Yeah, so. I'm sure. I wouldn't doubt it. Like, I'm sure if I got the same feel that other people would as well. I think, I'm not sure if I want to just, you know, not necessarily kill off one of your guys. But, you know, you ever had a friend that maybe went sour on you? Maybe one of the guys, I don't know, maybe something goes to his head.
As of right now, that's kind of how Flint is.
That's what I figured.
Because he's pissed off about the whole can't die thing. Because the way it is on the arc is they look forward to death. They look forward to this, you know, experimenting being finished on them. So
yeah,
when Reaper went through that deal, it kind of, a lot of them were pissed about it. Hook was and Kate were the only two that were kind of, you know, neutral about it.
Hook Kate, and his little smirk.
And even Kate was kind of disappointed. You could kind of tell by her, the way she acted around him. But I mean, Flint is really pissed off.
Yeah, Hook definitely seemed like the type of guy to kind of be like that right-hand man, you know? As he seems
right,
like...
and I mean, they actually knew each other from Earth when they were on Earth during the war then, so...
Right, so he definitely gives that right-hand man feel. And not only was he there on Earth, he was saying that they're really, really close, you know, and things like that. It was not just, you know, one of the guys he knew. So they already had a pre-existing relationship, a friendship.
Yeah. So any other suggestions or anything you want to bring up?
Yeah, as far as suggestions go, I'm just curious to see, you know, what the next thing is, you know, because I really enjoy reading what you write. And I really like to see more, you know, whatever you come up with, because so far your imagination is just makes me want to keep reading it. So, you know, I really, I'm not even a reader. I don't even like to read, but once I got started and I was reading and I just, you know, I had to catch myself. I won't lie to you. I was kind of reading and driving, so I had to stop. So I pulled over and I started reading while I was in front of some random person's house. I don't know. Just kind of waiting, killing time. So I was just sitting there reading. So, but it is very, I don't know what the word. It's full of details. It's got everything you want to in a story to read. So that definitely makes me want to just kind of expect to see, not expect, but look forward to see what's next, you know?
Right. All right, everyone. So this is GSR. We are here today with Jake. You can find the links to all three of my stories in the description, as well as the link to the Discord community. We are almost at 100 people, so join that. And stay tuned for more updates on the stories. Thanks for joining me, Jake.
Thanks for having me.